reign of Emperor Justinus, for the price of 100 measures of grain donated by the villagers. The upper inscription in Greek immortalizes the artists, the well-remembered artists who carried out this work, Marianus and his son Canina. Judging by what these inscriptions tell us, can we imagine how the mosaic really came to be?
Since
God's world as early as the period. preceding the destruction of the Second Temple. It was a revolutionary solution for those who wished to worship their god without going all the way to the temple. The synagogue was usually the only public building in the settlement and served as the center for all community activities. Unlike the early synagogues of the 3rd and 4th centuries, the exterior of 5th and 6th century synagogues was simple and modest, but the interior typically featured floors decorated with elegant mosaics.
Κυρίως τι συνοθήκη να αποθνάει, μιχλάλο του μόνο.
Με τα ψήρα δεν αφού είμαι αντίοπι. Μόνο είναι σάββατα τώρα.
Μάκα του πού.
Να, δε φλή. Μη σε ψήρα από τη βράδα η πρίκη της καθούλα τα οτιώτη μου ετή.
Αχ, όλο μικρό σε τη φλά. Κατά τα αυτή με δουλειά, αχ, όχι μικρό και δεν είμαι λεφτά.
Τα κοίτα, μισή μέρα το θετήν. Για ποτέ να το έφτασε ένα ετή.
Δεν ζούσε άλλο. Τα τι κακό.
Πατάν, μάι, μάι, χάνα σύντομη, τα χρήσε έτσι άλλο.
Mosaics were common in Palestine as early as the Hellenistic early Roman period. The biblical prohibition against graven images was strictly adhered to, and artists limited themselves to geometric designs, plants, and animals. Over the centuries, the prohibition relaxed somewhat. Mosaics from that later period clearly depict idolatrous scenes as well as more traditional Jewish symbols. In the 7th century, Beit Alpha was abandoned and the Jews were exiled. They believed the day would come when they would return. They ended up waiting 1,200 years. When history permitted the Jews to return, they began to lay the foundations for an independent community in their own land. When the land was plowed to build the first kibbutzim, the earth opened its mouth and told the pioneers the story of their past. When the kibbutz members uncovered a colorful mosaic fragment, they realized they had settled on the ruins of a Jewish village from Talmudic times. The synagogue was excavated in 1929 by Professor Eliezer Lifa Sukenik. It was the first excavation carried out by archaeologists from the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. The Beit Alpha Synagogue was designed in the form of a basilica, a design common among synagogues and churches in the 5th and 6th centuries CE. The synagogue was covered by a gabled roof. The entrance to the square courtyard, which is now covered, was through a gate in the western wall. Parallel to the entrance wall of the synagogue was a row of six columns covered by a roof. Three doors led into a large hall, which was divided by two rows of square pillars into a central nave and two aisles. At the center of the southern wall was a semi-circular niche with the Holy Ark. The room in the western wall of the synagogue may have served as a stairwell leading to a wooden balcony which surrounded the hall, and may have served as a women's section if there was such a thing during those times. The magnificence of the synagogue lies in the beauty of the mosaic which adorned its entire expanse. While the wide aisles were decorated with simple geometric patterns, the central nave was decorated with a colorful mosaic divided into three sections. The section adjacent to the entrance depicts the sacrifice of Isaac. On the left are Abraham's two servants. Further on is the ram whose horns are stuck in the tree. Above him is the inscription, "And behold the ram." Over the ram, a hand is seen protruding from the cloud next to the inscription, "Lay not." The figure of Abraham is larger than the rest of the figures. In his left hand, he holds Isaac, and in his right is the slaughtering knife. Finally, the altar with the tongues of flame rising from it. The central section contains the wheel of the zodiac, a common depiction in Roman Byzantine mosaic art. Inside the inner circle is Helios, the Greek sun god, riding a quadriga with four horses against a backdrop of a starry sky and moon. Around the wheel are the 12 signs of the zodiac. Next to each is its Hebrew name. Some of the Hebrew words are misspelled or miscopied. At the four corners are women's figures, which symbolize the four seasons. They do not match the adjacent signs of the zodiac and were apparently copied from another mosaic depicting the seasons in another part of the world. The upper section, which is now lit, depicts the Holy Ark with seven-branched candelabra at its side and two roaring lions at its bottom. Around it are depictions of sacred objects from the temple. Marianus and his son Farina use stones of 22 different colors. The quality and precision of their workmanship are admirable. The mosaic itself is perhaps naive, but charming in its simplicity. The artists had difficulty capturing perspective and were also unable to maintain the correct proportions of the human body. But this work reflects the spiritual world of the ancient inhabitants of Beit Alpha and symbolizes the status of Judaism toward the end of the Talmudic era.
Naivi, perspektivos, proporcios.
Nu chanina bokva!
Ani chayav lelechet. Kibana avoda besikrovi.
Wow. Cool. So the same artists did Sephoris did this?
There were artists in Sephoris. But not.
You don't think they were the main one? I don't think that the Sephoris stuff was so much better than this.
Yeah.
You know.